This is listener-supported Vermont Public Radio. And now we'll bring you a story from Public Post, VPR's coverage of cities and towns from around Vermont. VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. Vermont Electric Cooperative, like other Vermont utilities, is working on increasing its renewable energy portfolio. It's currently proposing solar projects in Aalborg and Grand Isle, and this week the co-op presented plans for a new project in Hinesburg. But as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, some residents feel the project isn't a good fit for the neighborhood.
Residents of Hinesburg's McGee Hill neighborhood crowded into the town select board meeting Monday night. They were there for a presentation by Encore Redevelopment and Vermont Electric Co-op about a solar project being proposed in their neighborhood. The project's in its early phases, and an application to Vermont's Public Service Board has yet to be filed. But the preliminary proposal is for a solar array on 7 or 8 acres that would generate somewhere between 1.5 and 2 megawatts of power. Project organizers say that's enough power for about 300 typical Vermont homes. McGee Hill resident Stephen Polly said the proposed project is too big to fit in his neighborhood, and he asked the select board to oppose it.
This is a commercial scale solar panel development. All that we're asking for the select board to do, and we understand your limitations, is we want you to not support the project. We are concerned about our property values. It just seems completely out of touch with this neighborhood. This is a residential neighborhood.
And Polly stressed that he and his neighbors are not anti-solar.
There are about 8 families in close proximity, within 1,000 feet of this development, that already have solar panels on their properties. We support solar, but this large scale in this neighborhood, this seems to me like you're going to turn Vermont into the New Jersey of solar panels.
A few weeks ago, Vermont Electric Co-op presented the project to the town's Energy Committee, and this week, the utility was back to share its plans with the Select Board. Andrea Cohen is Co-op Manager of Government Affairs and Member Relations. She said in an interview she was surprised by the neighborhood turnout.
It wasn't really a public hearing, and we went to go brief the Select Board. But frankly, I'm really glad the neighbors came and brought forward their concerns, because the more information we have, the better project we can make.
Neighbors at the Select Board meeting accused the co-op and its developer of being slow to inform neighbors of the project. However, Cohen says it's unusual to solicit local feedback before an application is filed with the Vermont Public Service Board.
In our opinion, we're very early in the process, and I think if you're a neighbor, it's never early enough, of course.
The Public Service Board, not the town, has the authority to approve or deny the project. However, once the specifics of the project are hammered out, an application is filed, and there is a 45-day comment period before the project is reviewed. Cohen says the co-op is striving to meet Vermont's aggressive new renewable energy goals, and that effort involves building projects near existing customers and infrastructure. She says they're focusing on McGee Hill Road because it meets those criteria.
And our goal is to put it in the right place. And the right place to us is where we have infrastructure already in place, so we don't have costly upgrades needed, and where we have load. That's the most important. And, of course, a community and a landowner who are interested in working with us.
Vermont Electric Co-op Chief Operating Officer Jeffrey Wright says more than half the co-op's energy comes from renewable sources, including solar, wind, and hydropower. But as the utility looks to meet the state's goals for new renewable projects, solar is the most likely candidate.
We're not going to discount any form of renewable. We're definitely going to look at price and location. But for right now, I think what's really in our focus is solar.
Whether or not that will include a solar project on McGee Hill Road is up to the Public Service Board. However, back at the Hinesburg Select Board meeting, Energy Committee member Chuck Reese says he thinks, with thoughtful designing, there could be a way to have the project and retain the integrity of the neighborhood. But for that to happen, he says the community involvement needs to start now.
There may be creative ways to do this, and I would hope that Vermont Electric, and I'm sure they will work with us, before you go to the Public Service Board, because I think once it gets there, we're not going to have much opportunity to discuss stuff.
Project developers say they won't be filing an application with the Public Service Board for a few more weeks. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.